Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Freffi Radio, this is Francesca Raffi from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. Today we are here with the 27 Lux Film Prize ambassadors, each representing one European country under the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. And right now I'm joined by Aleksandra Jodolska, who is the Polish ambassador for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. Welcome to Fred, Aleksandra.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for being with us. So my first question is, how did you apply for 27 Times Cinema and why?
Well, I think coronavirus made us do weird stuff, and I spent a lot of time on internet. Yeah. And once this advertisement for the program came up, and I had a lot of spare time, so I just decided to apply.
To have a look and apply. Yeah. Okay. What does this opportunity mean to you?
To be honest, comparing myself to the rest of the attendings, I'm not planning on doing anything with cinema in the future. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's just a great experience, and the workshops that we have gave me a lot of technical knowledge of social medias, and I hope it will help my career in the future, but I'm not planning to do anything with cinema.
Yeah, and I was saying that I read from your profile that you identify with Miranda Priestley from The Devil's Wears Prada. I love that film. Tell us more about your background, the studies, work experience. I mean, something related maybe to cinema. Do you plan to do something which somehow relates cinema and fashion?
I was thinking actually about it. My love to cinema came from my mom. Uh-huh. And she watches a lot of movies, and then I just kind of rolled into it as well. But I'm planning on studying fashion in Amsterdam next year. Mm-hmm. Now I'm in high school still. I'm mm-hmm. one of the youngest from 27 cinemas. And I was thinking about connecting it, like, for example, choosing costumes for films and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's very hard to get into this mm-hmm. group of people, so I'm not really betting anything on it for now on. I just want to study
and see what happens.
Yes, exactly.
You are the ambassador of a film theater in Krakow.
Yes.
Whose mission is to promote the idea of cinema going and film culture among people of all ages and all interests. What are the main events that this cinema organizes? I mean, something to recommend to our listeners?
Well.
Or I don't know.
Yeah, we really try to involve everyone in cinema. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people think cinema is kind of luxury and mm-hmm. too smart, let's say. So we have, for example, on Thursdays, we have a day for older people, so mm-hmm. the tickets are cheaper.
Yeah.
There are on Saturdays, there are meetings for high school students. Mm-hmm. You can go and discuss it with different high
That's
school students.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and once a month, there is also one for college students.
Mm-hmm.
And then also there is one event that is happening once a month for women with kids
that
can come with kids, and someone is taking care of the
and
kids.
Share the experience.
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yes.
What about film festivals in Krakow?
In Krakow, we have film festival, mm-hmm. but it's not the main one. In Poland, we have the most popular one is in Wrocław.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Nowe Horyzonty.
Mm-hmm.
I attended it a few times with my mom, mm-hmm. and it's lovely. If you have opportunity, come and see.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So those are the two main ones, I would say.
Okay. And moving back to Venice Film Festival, mm-hmm. Which one of the 27 Times Cinema activities, masterclasses, workshops have you been enjoying?
Well, I'm planning on working in business in fashion, I'm not planning on being a fashion designer. So I really enjoyed workshops about influencers and how social media works, because it's such a big part of our lives at this mm-hmm. point. And it's very interesting to know that you have to post at certain times, not every hour is the same.
And it plays a role also in the cinema field, this thing.
Yeah, well, cinemas try to get in touch into younger audience, which is mostly on social media at this mm-hmm. point. So it's very important to know how to get to those young people.
That's true. Well, Aleksandra, thank you very much
for
sharing your experience as the Polish ambassador for this edition of 27 Times Cinema. And thank you to all of you. Stay with us to know more about the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. This is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.